Well, I was at a meeting last week with a group of young children or young people from Derry and Donegal, and what they were telling me was that it's a major issue. Now, we all know that it happens, but I didn't quite realise how big an issue it was. So what I'm trying to do now is raise awareness so that businesses who maybe have slot machines, poker machines inside their cafes or takeaways or wherever where young people might be congregating, that they know this is going on, that they do something to stop it, because it's a very, very serious issue if young people are getting involved in gambling at the age of 10, 11 and 12, because it's a very slippery slope to a life of misery. So what we're doing, I'd be writing to all owners of businesses who have these kind of machines, to bookmakers, to everybody else, to try and get them to do something about it, because after all, it is illegal as well.
Do you think maybe it's a case that business owners don't put a stop to it because they're only interested in making money themselves?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm just not sure that they realise how big an issue it actually is, and many of us didn't. We run a very successful forum in the city here called the Civic Alcohol Forum, and we spend a lot of time looking at alcohol and drugs. We don't necessarily focus too much on the gambling side of things. That's something I'm going to be bringing up at the next meeting to make sure that we do. And I think that's going to be another pillar of the work that we do, because it's a very serious issue in our society if our young people are going down the gambling route. And we need to nip it in the bud. We also need to make not just business owners aware, we need to make young people and children aware of the dangers of gambling as well.